Hey, I want to share with you our Around the Yard segment sponsored by Pavestone. For this month's Around the Yard segment, we're going to talk about a way you can get the most out of your irrigation system by using the old saying, less is more. Every year, we waste billions of gallons of water while we're trying to keep our lawns and gardens green. Some experts say that as much as 50% of the water used in landscape irrigation is lost to overwatering, evaporation, poor sprinkler design, or lack of maintenance. Now, to reduce your water use, consider using a drip irrigation system or a less expensive alternative like a soaker hose. And because these methods deliver water slowly and more directly to the roots of plants, much less is lost to evaporation, as much as 70% less. Now, if you have a programmable irrigation system, install a rain sensor on it as well. It'll interrupt the program cycle during a period of rain so that you don't overwater it. If you use a portable sprinkler, add a hose end timer so that you don't forget to turn it off. And this Around the Yard segment brought to you by Pavestone. And certainly it's a, you know, you have a hard rain, you're driving down the road and you see one of your neighbor's sprinklers are going off and you go, that is just so bad. Because the little rain sensors can be added very, very easy that will indicate if you've had a recent rain. And also the timers to make sure that the timers are working properly and turning it on, turning it off. That's a very easy way of doing that. And certainly there are so many apps that are available to integrate into your irrigation system so that you can tell even more. But that's a one quick way that you can save a lot of water around your house by just checking that irrigation system.
Yeah, and you have to go out there when the system is running and check it. How often do you drive by a house and you see half of it spraying on the road?
Well, that too. That true, yeah.
You know, it's like, well, thanks for the car wash, but you're supposed to be watering your lawn. You know,
right.
And those are all adjustable. All those spray heads are adjustable. If they get clogged up, sometimes they spray in the wrong direction, but there's no reason. I saw like four of them in a row, all spraying half on the lawn, half on the road.
Right, and that's a great weekend project to do this weekend is just go and manually turn on each station, walk around, look at it. You might be surprised how easy it is to just open the head, clean it out a little bit, adjust it, and what a great 30-minute project that can save a lot of water along the way.